Ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the Rubicon with respect to this coronavirus situation. It's now being acknowledged by the media as legitimately a big deal. Indeed, the Federal Reserve came out today and acknowledged that it could spill over out of China minimally economically and slow down the global economic system. And when you see, certainly, the scores of plants and airlines, manufacturing supply lines that are shutting down, and that certainly don't look like they're going to be opening back up come Monday morning, then it's easy actually to conclude that this is the real deal. But what is being woefully unreported, and what I will share with you and ask you to help me spread the word about tonight, is the fact that the United States depends almost wholly on China for the pharmaceutical supply here, that we import 80% of the ingredients for pharmaceuticals from China, and that we get 97% of our antibiotics from there. In fact, so severe is our dependence on the Chinese pharmaceutical industry that the chief economic advisor to President Trump himself stated, if you're the Chinese and you want to really destroy the United States, just stop sending us antibiotics. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what's happening right now. Unless you think, we probably have a nice fat supply, 6 months, 9 months of pharmaceuticals to sit on. You know, maybe this would interrupt the supply lines, but I'm sure we can weather that storm. We'll get through this. This is America. Well, I intend to demonstrate to you tonight that that is woefully inaccurate. That's not the case at all. In fact, the U.S. healthcare system has already been experiencing shortages of life-saving drugs, surgeries being delayed, patients being turned away, medicines being rationed because we can't get enough drugs into this country. And I think there's a good chance, this is without, I should add, that is without a supply chain interruption, and it's without a medical emergency like a coronavirus epidemic. We were already having problems before these two things compound the situation. So I'm asking the question, are we now looking at an imminent collapse of the medical system in the United States? I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Channel. In my previous report about the plague of locusts that's swarming across East Africa and into the Middle East, there was a line from an official that has been ringing around my head ever since we shared it, because it's so poignant and important. The line was from an official in Pakistan, where they've lost nearly half of their crops this season to the locusts. And it was this: we've not been publishing news about the effects of the locusts because we wanted to avoid being unduly alarming. Well, this significant admission that they're keeping information from the public to keep them from freaking out should be a pretty good indicator that that is absolutely taking place with a huge global scare like the coronavirus. And we know we're not getting accurate information out of China, and frankly, that's no surprise. But I can guarantee you, we're not getting good information out of any of these governments right now. As we look to China, where there are 400 million people under a military-style quarantine, that is more than the population of the United States. In fact, it's 6% of the global population, just to put it in perspective. It's massive, and it's growing, and these people are being sprayed with God knows what in the name of decontamination. We've seen factories closing from Toyota, Hyundai, GM, Ford, Volkswagen, Apple. All of these factories are closed, and it doesn't look like they'll be opening Monday morning from the looks of things right now. We're seeing that the economy is starting to grind to a halt. Supply lines are being halted. China has started declaring force majeure on their contracts, which you may remember from sugar processors who said, we don't have any sugar beets this year because of the early winter that descended across all of the sugar beet growing areas in the United States. It's an act of God. We don't have any sugar for you. China is now doing the same thing. Due to an act of God, no one's showing up to work right now, and so we cannot accept delivery from Chile and Nigeria of your copper. We cannot accept delivery from Europe of your liquid natural gas. They've declared force majeure. Now, the European producers are rejecting that claim and saying, you're going to have to pay us for this gas even if you don't take delivery. But ladies and gentlemen, it really doesn't matter who pays for the gas or not. What matters is that these supply chains are collapsing, that we are witnessing the shutdown of global international trade. And it's just astounding. That's why the Baltic Dry Index collapsed, because there's nothing being made in China, and so there'll be nothing to ship. The Baltic Dry Index reflects shipping rates. That's as we see China renege on more and more of their deals, including food is not being delivered. It's easy to see why the Federal Reserve came out today and said, this virus might pose risks to the global economic system. Now, we've been talking about that for weeks now, but to see it finally come out of the Federal Reserve and then pushed out to the media means we've truly passed a Rubicon. It's a true inflection point with respect to the nature of this crisis, and perhaps even it shows that the establishment intends to use it fully to collapse the economy. And when we see billionaires like Jeff Bezos selling $3.5 billion of his own company in 1 week, it's a pretty good indicator that he is aware that we're staring down the barrel of a slowdown, of an economic downturn. And like I said, the media, from Stuff, you know, for all sorts of media today, is talking about, even The Guardian, talking about how the economic effects are going to be felt. So the talking points have gone out to acknowledge the economic impact of this. Australia is being forecast as being very severely affected due to the heavy influence that China has there, the fact that they've taken it over, frankly. And as I said, it's also affecting not just commodities, but the food flows. Thailand has stopped the flow of Chinese food into their country, and food prices are rising. But folks, frankly, all of this is ancillary to what I think is the most important and the most underreported aspect of this whole situation right now. And that is, as I said at the top, that the United States is nearly wholly dependent on China for our pharmaceutical supplies. We get 80% of our drug ingredients and 97% of our antibiotics from China. It was noted, centralization of the global supply chain of medicines in a single country makes it vulnerable to interruption, whether by mistake or by design. If we depend on China for thousands of ingredients and raw materials to make our medicine, well, China could use that as a weapon against us. 80%, as I said, of those active pharmaceutical ingredients come from China, including doxycycline, which is the antibiotic used to cure anthrax exposure. And this is all why Trump's chief economic advisor said, if you wanted to kill off the United States, all you'd have to do is cut off our supply of antibiotics. That's a truly frightening thought. And yet, here we are. And that's exactly what's happening. Researchers say China manufacturing most U.S. medicine and vitamins poses a security threat. I wish we had heeded those warnings, because here we are. If China cut off our drugs today, quote, surgeries would be canceled, cancer treatments halted, kidney dialysis rationed, infections would spread without antibiotics. Yes, the global reliance on China for drug manufacturing is a reality. This has been mentioned only briefly in the mainstream media, although it was acknowledged. Quote, I never thought we would get to a point where we wouldn't have essential medicines, according to one doctor. But that's exactly where we are. He was forced to say, quote, it's simply not possible for us to do heart surgery if we don't have heparin, chief of cardiac surgery emphasized to his staff. Heparin, of course, manufactured in China, comes from pig intestines, has been short since African swine fever killed off 70% of their pigs. There's no pig intestines to make heparin anymore. And so now we can't do heart surgeries in Boston. And as I said, the shortages have already been going on here in the United States over the last years, and especially in the last 6 months, it's picked up according to medical sources. Becker's Hospital Review has been covering this story for some time. Dwindling heparin supply linked to the African swine fever. They have been having to limit allocations of the drug due to this shortfall of pig intestines. It's not sure when we're going to get back after the African swine fever. And again, this is September. This is before the coronavirus started. So we are now entering a totally new situation where there actually, A, is a severe interruption to the production of these ingredients for pharmaceuticals and to the delivery thereof. And secondly, there's a legitimate medical emergency where we need these drugs stat, and we can't get them. And I'm asking you, are we looking at an imminent collapse of the U.S. medical system? Are we about to be overwhelmed? It might be a good idea to start stocking up on those medicines that you need right now. It's not just the U.S., though, folks. The U.K. is already restricting exports of their 24 medicines that they've been, because they've been experiencing acute shortages of those 24. The decision to restrict exports is an effort to mitigate shortages after British pharmacists found shortages of every major type of drug in the last 6 months. It's not linked to Brexit, and it's the first time it's ever happened. 116 drugs are running low in the United States during November, again, before the coronavirus. According to one doctor, it's the fourth time in the last 2 years we've had to activate the hospital's emergency operations plan for major drug shortages. It's unfathomable. I never thought we would get to the point in the U.S. healthcare system where we wouldn't have essential medicines to treat patients. Here's a humdinger of a quote of a statistic. 56% of U.S. hospitals had delayed or changed patient care plans because of drug shortages. So already, healthcare and drugs are being rationed because of these drug shortages. That's before coronavirus. It's before the supply chain interruption. We've seen the FDA, who requires airlines to carry five different drugs, epinephrine, atropine, dextrose, and lidocaine, loosen those restrictions. The FAA actually said, well, maybe you won't have to take those drugs with you if you can't find them anymore because they're not available anymore. So already these shortages are in the United States and they're being acknowledged, and people are urging Congress to do something about it as if they can. This is an interesting situation. And all of these things, I mean, this is a very dynamic and developing situation. All of these things are coming out on an hour-by-hour basis, and we can just keep our eye on it. But I would suggest that it is quite wise to start stocking up on vitamins and on any pharmaceutical drugs you need and can get ahead of time. If you need, do whatever you need to do to ensure that you have a supply of anything you depend on, because it looks like there is going to be a supply interruption to U.S. pharmaceuticals. And that's a problem, especially because 70% of Americans depend on those prescription drugs on a day-to-day basis. And if that's not concerning enough, in fact, 1 in 6 Americans that are on those drugs are taking psychiatric drugs. And now we enter the realm of conjecture. Is this the zombie apocalypse where you rip 1 in 6 people off of their psych drugs and just watch as let's just leave it there for now. I don't want to see 1 in 6 people lose access to psychiatric medicines that they're on right now. But it looks like we are staring down the barrel of a severe economic downturn, if not a collapse, and very likely severe shortages of medical drugs and equipment in the United States. Let that data inform your actions over these next days and weeks. Start stocking up on food and water and any of this healthcare stuff that you need, that you depend on, because our supply chains are collapsing. Folks, thanks for spreading the word. I'm certainly going to keep an eye on this, so subscribe for more. Obligatory mentions for, we have an incredible conversation at every hour of the day going on in our Discord, iceagefarmer.com/discord, to join that ongoing conversation. Please support this broadcast at patreon.com/iceagefarmer. And as we've seen in a previous video, they're using this situation also to crack down on, to censor information. We just heard from the Pakistani official who said, we don't want this information to get out. So you know that they are censoring this information. Please find this channel directly at iceagefarmer.com. It's also on BitChute, but who knows at this point. Thanks for watching, folks. Get prepared. Thanks for spread the word and be well.